מסיר את השורן מפרוקים על זהירות. Tells us that the Yetzer Hara, one of his greatest tachbulos, the techniques that he uses with us, is to discourage us from thinking deeply into what we're doing in this world. We should just be automatically carrying on from day to day, never saying to ourselves, what am I doing in this world? Or when you do something, not really think, should I really do it? And how to do it properly. A mindless life. What we don't catch from that Mesilas Yesharim is that even when we're learning Torah Gdoshah, even when we're learning an Inyan of Purim and a Megillas Esther, Shenemro Beruach HaKodesh, we also don't think into it. I'll ask all of you, what is Purim? You'll say it's a nes. The Abish is saved, Klal Yisrael, with a nes. I say, what was the nes? And then there was such a gzeirah, and the gzeirah became bottle. We said it was a nest that it became bottle. I'll go over to a ger who just became a ger. He never saw a Jewish poem yet. If he would have seen, he probably wouldn't have become a ger, but he hasn't seen. And I tell him that in less than 2 weeks we have a very joyous answer. Yes, can I read up on it? I said, yes, take an art scroll in the Hira and read it. He comes back to me. What will he say to me? Well, it's an interesting story, but Sherlock Holmes was more interesting. He says that you have a king with a very beautiful wife. They had it out, and he had her executed. That's the first 9 minutes in the world. Had a beauty contest and chose another beautiful woman. He didn't know that she's Jewish. It's that odd. A king should marry a person without knowing her background, you know. In today's, you know, you have here, not far from here, a Washington Post, I believe, that will investigate anything mamish on the earth, or under the earth. And if it's not there, they'll plant it there. You get a king marrying a woman, has no idea of her background, place of birth, you know, parents, lineage. She probably knows she's born from a dog and a cat, you know, and gets married. He likes. What will happen in 3 days? Washington Post, New York Times, and all the other things that you go in the trash can. Well, say there. We interviewed a kindergarten teacher, this one, like Hillary did with Obama's own kindergarten teacher. You know, this girl, at the age of 3, she was selling crack in the kindergarten. And finished, she had to divorce her. So the king married, he was infatuated with her. Oh, so what can we do, Patrick? I don't know. Okay. It's a miracle. You don't have to go crazy, you know. Now you have a poor Meshulash, you have a heter to be Meshuggah 3 days this year. You realize that? So then he says, She happened to be Jewish, this woman. Well, she had a close relative who was a tzaddik, a gon. He was a stubborn man, you know. He got in the way of Haman and probably stuck his tongue out to him, you know. Haman is he's an anti-Semite. This guy, he's a guy, he knows what anti-Semitism is. He, in college, he was the editor of an anti-Semitic Dalton Weekly there, so he knows what it is. Got him angry, got angry. All the Jews. So what did they do? So Queenie went into Kingy, charmed him, got angry, and he had him hang. You know, he wants him, he can't marry Haman. I mean, at those days he couldn't marry Haman. So he stuck with his queen. Where's the miracle here? People do such things. You're laughing? Let me into all of your schools. Who said there was a miracle? What's the miracle? I'll ask you something else. You claim there were miracles. Okay, you claim. If that's the case, I want the holiday to be called Nisan or Yeshua. Why Purim? What's Purim? A lottery. Tucker, want to become a multimillionaire? What's lottery so important to you? He cast a lot and came out the 13th of Adar. But the queen charmed, so she got him killed before his lucky day, whatever it is. And why is it called Purim? I'm putting it to you in this way. Why? These aren't ingenious questions that I'm asking. These are very, very simple questions. If I was teaching fifth grade and giving an exam before Purim, you know, I'd ask these questions. My Talmidim would have to know the answers, naturally. But, and you people, some of you, I don't know, I have to show them all of you, some of you are stumped by these questions. You know why? You ever thought about Purim? You did. You thought, what is everyone else doing on Purim? And I'm going to do the same. Copycats are cats. They're not human beings. You know that? And in America, the Mir Mashgiach once said, well, what's America? Sheep. Sheep, these aren't human beings. He said this 58 years ago in America. He said he once witnessed a shepherd trying to get his sheep towards the evening, you know, to leave the field, stop eating the grass, and come into the barn, the stable, whatever. So, first of all, he took with his, he blew a woo, and all the sheep, you know, they lift their heads up, put them down, ma'est vaita, they eat continually, blew again, he takes, you know, that's big, you know. And all the heads go up, go down, they eat again. Can't make them move. What did he do? Mashgiach had to see a thing like this. He grabbed a hold of one sheep, started to drag him. Now the sheep, standing next to him, munching on the grass, saw his fissalach starting to move, the feet. So he followed those fissalach without lifting his head. And number three saw the fissalach of number two, and number four saw three. Within 5 minutes, had 500 sheep were all walking, following the other one's fissalach, no one knew why they're doing it. Just follow the feet of the one in front of you. He says, this is American. This is what the Mashgiach said 58 years ago. I was a bocher. No, I wasn't. I was before bar mitzvah yet. I was the youngest in my class. We had a few bar mitzvahs. You buy a hat. So it came a new style. It was called a zoot suit with peg pants. A suit had to be like this. Very broad shoulder like this. And it came tapered on. And the pants had to be very wide, but at the bottom, They were so narrow, you had to take off your shoes. You were happy if you got your foot through it. And the hat had to be wide, like this, with a crushed, here, crown. No, my parents were Europeans. I never had one of this. Nothing like it. But everyone's wearing it. It looked ridiculous. Mom's ridiculous. But everyone had to have it. I left America, and it turned back. It was too much, and a normal size rim. And the suit also became a little bit normal. Then it had that three buttons, not double breasted. Tons of mice. I went to Israel for 6 years, and I come back, and I outwore my hats in Israel. And since I come back, I go in to a place to buy a hat. New style, the scoop. What's the scoop? All you had is a crown, and you had about an inch of a brim. You people, I'm older than you, So it was called a scoop, like a scoop ice cream was it that day. You hear? And I had to go from one till I found a certain outlet, which was all the rejects of previous years, to find a normal hat person. But I was going to Russia and to Lakewood, I'm just coming with a scoop. So like, she will scoop me out. why do you have to have these things? Because everyone else has it. And this is the Mesilat Yesharim. What were you given a brain for? Well, on Purim, you don't need one. You unscrew your brain for 26 hours. But I'm saying, we think. I can ask you now another 5 kashas on Purim. Very simple thing. And she said, never thought of it. Don't say of it. Never thought, and put a period there. This is what the Mesilat Yesharim is saying. Tichbad ho avoido al anoshim val yeshu b'divrei sheker. The Yetzer constantly, you're busy, busy, busy. Then you had a minute, you had a cell phone that drives you dizzy, not only busy. And vibrates and this and Allah had paid them in the belt. And they, where do you have a minute to think? So you get used not to think. I was an American bocher, went to a yeshiva high school, and came the time. Oh, I shouldn't be mentioning it here, to go to college, and my Rebbe talked me in. He said, college, you can wait with that. Anyway, he said like this, Miri Yeshiva just arrived from Shanghai. They learned only Torah a whole day. Give a year of your life to such a thing. You'll taste what it's like. And he talked me into it. Then a certain Miri Yeshiva man who knew a cousin of mine from the mayor came to give regards to the Tower House, took me for a Rosh Hashanah, and I saw a davening out of this world. I've never seen anything like it for the past 55 years, that davening. No yeshiva, no. It's unbelievable. It was the last 2 years of Rosh Hashanah, the Mir, with all the Alpha Talmidim. So, Lamaisa, I joined the yeshiva. One of the things that struck me is I knew how to speak Yiddish because my parents were European. So I could converse freely with the Alpha Mir Talmidim. And at breakfast, lunch, we used to talk. What struck me is anything you mention to them, they start to go into it from all aspects, and who says it, and can you prove it, and where is the source of it. I wasn't used to this in America. And that's it, you go further. like a newspaper, a little headline, you go further, another little title, you go further. Don't think. And there, everything they're thinking about. Yeah. A grace and mokum toiler. Briska loves Talmidim. Rabbi Ruchin's Talmidim. Rabbi Chatzkel's Talmidim. You know, they thought about everything. They were criticizing the American way of life to me, you know. They opened my eyes. I've been seeing these things all my life. And they assessed it to me. What are the causes of this? What are the consequences of this? Yeah. They bought me with this. I went in and on. I said, these are people who think. I recently, for the first time in my life, wrote in English. Even though the extent of my English is a yeshiva high school education, and I don't have to explain that to you, because I never made it to college. You know, and once you went to the Mir with a high school, after being mahabit, that's mamish, a suicide bomber to go. The title is The Miracles of Purim. Some of the miracles. Miracle. They said, what's the miracle? Well, there was a gzera and it was overturned here. So who said it's a miracle? It's a chance happening. It happens. We don't think. And even if I'll spell out miracles to you, you're also not going to think. You know what you should be thinking? Who performed the miracles? Hashem Yisboh. Why did he perform these miracles? That's a good question. Then I'll ask you another question. Homer was Geyser Exeira, Lahashmi Rabbi. Tell me, who's in charge of this world? The Shoyim or Kodesh Baruch Hu? Can Goyim at will issue a Gzeira against the Jewish people? Or does the Eibishter have to do with Goyim as well? Does he control them, or that's not his department? So in other words, the Eibishter sanctioned the Gzeira. Why? Yeah, I know your story of Mordechai stood up to Haman. What do you mean not bowing down until he got angry and he issued the Gzeira? Yeah, but let's get over that nonsense. The Eibishter was angry at us and he issued a decree. Why was he angry at us? What did we do wrong? You can live to the age of 80 and you're not going to ask the question, and if you don't ask that question, you have no idea of Megillat Esther. Most of us live our whole lives with what, if we are Orthodox from beginning, we're not Balei Tshuva, with what the kindergarten teacher taught us about Hanukkah, about Purim, about Pesach, etc. Most of us know very little about Churban Beis HaMikdash because that takes place in July and August when there's no school. So I always say that Nebuchadnezzar was very inconsiderate. He made the Churban at a time when the Americans are going to have vacation. So there's no time to learn about the Churban. He was inconsiderate, especially of the Jewish people. Now, what is going on here? Our perception of Hanukkah begins, you know it, what words? And admit it to me. I've had people came up, it's true. Antiochus Horosho was Geyser Zeyreis on the Yidden, and the whole story follows from Antiochus. Why was he Geyser Zeyreis? Well, he was an anti-Semite. I thought he was anti-Yochus. No, he's also that as well. Good. Why did he hate Jews? Well, a guy hates Jews. Okay. Good. Did we do any Avera that the Eibishter sanctioned him to do? You want the kindergarten teacher to know that? The extent of her knowledge is what she learned in kindergarten. And her teacher's knowledge is what she learned in kindergarten. We go back to Odom Arishon Kaidem Achek this way. We have now 5 generations of Amei Horech. It's Gefelach. You know, once the teachers in Ashur asked me to come to speak for them, you know, and I told to Rav Shach, I used to always ask him yet to go. Sometimes he would put his head down at me if I shouldn't go. Certain places to give us here. Zon Zayemol Helm de Memes, he said. Zon Zayebel Zogim to the Talmidites. No. It comes to Purim, what did I learn in kindergarten? Roman or Rosho. So we have now 2 Rosho. Rishoim. Why? Because Mordechai angered him this time. And before Pesach, Paroi Horosho. I hated these 3 people. True. But I was asking myself, my father taught me Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Didn't the Yidden say Krishna? Well, how can the Shoyim do something to them if they said Kriyat Shema? I was afraid to ask it. I can prove to you that Paroi couldn't lay a hand on 1 Yid in Mitzrayim until we had done Givisa Averes, and that's why Avodim, Inuaisam, and all of these things, we could have been Yaisa with a Mitzri telling a Yid, tie my shoelaces once, and we would die for the Yaisa, the whole Avdus Aminus. It could have been. I prove it in Perek Beis, Shir Ashirim, Kirish Hagvor. And I gave 4 pages to prove everything was because we had done Averis. Before the Averis, they couldn't touch a Yid. And what did it turn into Inui? The Sheba was 116 years. The Inui was 86. So there were 30 years without Inui. Why did we get more? I proved all because we got worse with Averis. Purim, why was it? Avada, we had Averis. Is it taught? No. Not in kindergarten, not in elementary school, not in high school, not in Yeshiva Gdaila, not in Kailel. I have a Velku, 1 kibbutz that came over to me. They teach it in Moshe's Canaan. I said, I didn't get there yet. Not 84 yet. Shoalu Talmidov et Rav Shimon bar Yochai mipnei man nitzchayvu kloya ba'aisa adayr. What avera did we do that such a gzera should come upon us? Ah, they thought. You know what Reb Shimon answers? Imru Atem. Rebbe, b'mechila, if I knew, I wouldn't come to bother you. I want to hear what you say. Rebbe, I don't have a clue here. How did Rav Shimon know that they have a clue? Because his Talmidim didn't grow up in America with kindergarten teachers. He knew that they didn't go through one Purim without a theory of that what was the Aveira which the Eibishter sanctioned a Gzeira over. So he's saying, you're asking me, you got upset Sofek in this year, but what have you been contemplating till now? And they answered, Nenu misudosai shel Achashverosh. Just a moment. Who was the Nene? We'll tell you the story soon in Yot Hashem, but who were the Nene? Only Anshei Shushan, exclusively. Says Rab Shimon, so the Gzeira should have been on Anshei Shushan. So Ali Yidden from the Ganze Welt who never even heard of what happened there. So they said, Rebbe Emoirato, Cheshtachavu Latzelem. What Tzelem? When Tzelem? So you have to hear that story as well. So they said, if they were such Aveilos, that the Eibishter sanctioned such a Gzeira, so why did Eibishter save them in the end? The Chayev Kloyer, wipe them out! Now, today's world, someone will ask such a thing, why didn't all the Jews get killed at that time? They'll run them out of the yeshiva, they'll run them out of town. You an anti-Semite? If everyone's talking about Ahavat Yisrael, Ahavat Yisrael, Ahavat Yisrael, all 16 Rebbes, you know, from one grandfather, everyone's talking about Ahavat Yisrael, Ahavat Yisrael, and what? And you're going to say, why didn't the Yidden get killed? Why you were Hitler? Asking such a question. Talmidim of Rav Shimon asked that question. You know, I'm setting you all to thinking now, Baruch Hashem. It's a Madna Gemara here. So he says, "Heim lo yosu elo leponim." Afakadosh Baruch Hu lo yosu elo leponim. When they hishtachavu latzelem, however, whatever the story is, they didn't believe in the tzelem. They did it out of fear of Nebuchadnezzar, who commanded them to do it. He was a matil eimor. So it was only leponim they bowed down, and in the heart the gzeira that the Eibishter brought on the Yidden was also leponim, to scare the wits out of them that they should do tshuva, and the Eibishter never intended that the Gzeira should actually come forth. That's the end of the Gemara. We would have thought from this Gemara that Rav Shimon shlugged off the Esvora shenenu misudosai shel oisai roshi. He's only giving a chet of ishtachavu. Rashi Al-Megillas Esther says the two Aveiros cause the Gzeira. The Medrash exclusively in the Megillas Esther talks about Nenu Nisudosei Shalach HaShveiros. The Vilna Goyin in the Ksovim Nistorim Ksavyat Kochoi, two Aveiros. We're mechuyev to know the Aveilos. Because the whole Inyan of Megillas Esther, you know, if I had a huge heart, I'd pour my whole heart out to you. It's a disgrace. It's an outrage. What is Purim today? Purim today? Literally, people unscrew their brains and they begin a few days before Purim because, you know, it's a little rusty there. Till they'll screw it out. So the Bikul Torah and the Leitzonis and the Mamish, the Mishigasin, start a few days before Purim. And then Purim itself, that people like headless horsemen, brainless people, are walking around. And you know, it's very interesting. In a lot of yeshivas, there are Mitzionim Bachrim, there are Beinonim, and then there are the Shvacha. The Shvacha become Rebbes on Purim. All of these idiots become the heroes on Purim, because l'chatchil, if you don't have a brain, it's better on Purim than if you screw it out. And their yeshivas, where the till he understands the Gemara of this book and he can't comes upon, he writes Grammen. You think he's Longfellow, Boshes. They become geniuses with Stiklach on this Mashkiach and this Rosh Hashiva and this Bacher and this Tzaddik and this Psak Halacha and this Rav. And as Mamash, suddenly he got a Purim brain for one day a year. Bar Berav the Chag Yoyim. Next day, he doesn't understand Shoshanog HaKasapora Pashim. He can't get it that the Pora was pregnant and not the show. Why? Equal rights. I have to talk this way because I'm not supposed to calm my nerves. Did the Eibishter save Klal Yisrael with a whole string of miracles turned over the world? For what? That he should give Ruach HaKodesh to Mordechai Esther and Anshei Knesset HaGdola to establish a Yontif of Purim L'Dorais amidst the Sesei D'Rabbonin Divrei Kabbalah of Megillas Esther Mishte Simche Mishloach Monas Israel Mantonis L'Avyonim and to say Alanisim in Tfiloh. For what? That we should be outrageously silly? That goyim in Brooklyn, New York, stand in the streets and they see what they carry on and they say to each other, no, these Jewish people are more crazy than we are when we're stone drunk. Yeah, that's the Kiddush Hashem of Purim. And they run out in the streets where a lot of traffic is going on Ocean Parkway, and they'll stop off all the traffic and act like a blooming idiot, mamish, and every guy curses every Jew, mamish, and his father and his great-grandfather. Yeah. That's what the Eibush demands. Look into the Meiri Masech the Megillah where he's talking about this. In Nitztavinu al Simcha Shal Mitzvah or al Hoylulus. So you'll say, so you probably don't go in the streets on Purim. You're afraid to look at anyone. So you'll be aggravated the whole day. I'm never aggravated about this. Nah. All the people with their Meshugasim, starting with the little kids and the big people who act like little kids. You know why? They're Shoyigim. No one ever taught them the other. I enjoy it. I go on the street and I see beautiful all these colors and masquerades and everyone's a tzaddik, a rosh, you know, long beard and what now, payas that they sweep the grounds with. So, I like to see everybody happy. I'm very happy the whole time. But what bothers me is us, intelligent people, you know, we see this. And if we don't ask the question, is this what the Eibush intended? When Mordechai v'Esther, when Maisa Nefesh, this is what they intended? Why don't we ask the question? That gets me. But I'm not angry at Holpum. I taught my Talmidim to Holpum. No, don't. No, enjoy yourself and everything. But you don't act outrageously, that's all. But I have my Shaila. Why don't we ask the question? Teretz is the Mesilas Yishon that we began with. Tach Atzas Yetzel Hora. His matra, the person, should never think about anything. And I would be able to bear witness before a Beis Din. Every single one of you here, in the back of your mind, there's a little machshava on Purim. Is this the real thing that we should be doing? Every one of you thinks it. But you don't have the guts to come out with it and say it. I've come to sell guts to you today. Yeah, that's the only way I can talk to you, Pastor. I to give you the spirit, because you know why? I've had chaburis in different countries, England, Eretz Yisrael. I changed them, not with a one-time stand, you know, mitzumtzum, you know, 1:30 to 2:30, and the oilam don't come in until 20 to 2 in the first place, and you know, and 5 minutes before you have to be massive because people have to wash their hands, you know, they have human bodies. Yeah, and this, no, it took me time. But there are Koilalim and Eretz Yisrael, Fufzik Yungalait, Mechabrim of Sporim. You know what they said to me a week after Purim when I came to speak to them? V'nafaychu, you turned over the whole Purim by us. It was a Gvaldike Ruchnis de Kiyontif. The Simcha was Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Us, our wives and our children. You changed everything. You gave us the Vilna Goyen's Perish. You opened our eyes. You have no idea what you've done for us. And from that year onwards, Yungalite began learning Megillas Esther, began the Mechaber Sforim on Inyanei Purim, and this, not every Sefer will be extremely brilliant, but they're working on the Megillah. They're working on it. It's a nice thing. The Mechadish Chidushim. I said people thinking. I remember I speak in 17 Koilalim every week. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's not this country of politicians. You know, they want to hear it about Torah. So a younger man comes in to me. You hear from one of the Koilalim on Purim. And my room is usually full with this single light and this single light. See? And very few were in the room, and he comes in his lid, Kvod Harav, Eshli Kushya Tzuma. What does it say? Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Kimu b'rotzen ma-shekiblu ba-oinu. Teiresha b'ksav b'yidnu b'makabal b'rotzen gomo. The Torah Shabbal Peh, they were a bit wary, because human beings from mouth to mouth, maybe they're making mistakes. This Kof Aleim Hal Kegigis, if you're Makabal good, and this Shom Tehei Kvurashem, so it was a bit of coercion there. But after the Nes of Purim, Yidin Berotzen made a new Kabbalah of the Torah Shabbal Peh. And they started building yeshivas with thousands of Talmidim that began the Tkufa of the Tanoim HaGdoshim, came out of the Nes of Purim. Ba'av or Barotzen. So the younger man, so there was no coercion, they did it, you know, Ba'av or Barotzen. He says, didn't you quote the Chazal? Memches Nevi'im. Zion Nevi'os, the moment. Tried to bring Yidden to Tshuva, and they didn't succeed as much as Hasoras HaTabas. Achashverosh took out his signet ring with his seal and gave it to Haman. Ooh, did that cause Yidden to do Tshuva? More than all of the principal Nevi'im and Nevi'os we ever had. That scared us into doing a tshuva ad l'shamayim. He said, that's not coercion. He comes in to ask me the kasha. Who was Barotzen? What Barotzen? You have a Haman built with a machete over your head, you know. You understand? So decided to do tshuva, you know. Yeah. So that wasn't coerced. You know, I told him, sit down. Told him like this. By Sinai, they were coerced to be Mekabel, Torah Shabbal Peh. No. Threatened with death. Purim, they were threatened with death. So what did they do? They did tshuva. And after they did tshuva, they said, you know, David saved us when we did tshuva. Meshiv toiva tachas toiva. Let's reciprocate. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as an act of recognition that you saved us, even though we had such a fellow chaveilah, we are repaying you with a new Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. No one coerced them into doing that. They were ready, had their Yeshua. He said, oh, Givaldik, he said, I'm going now to my Seudo with my family, with this. I'm going to say it over. And, you know, and after Purim, in the 17 Kailim, every Kailim, I repeated it. He gave me a whole Inyan to talk about. And over the years, I elaborated till the Sefer Kimo B'Kibla was saying, I added a whole perek about this, the Kabbalah Satoyla Balotzi, what we learned of Gvalik Azachim. So that younger man was thinking. So he asked a question. On face value, it's very good, the question. But I explained to him that he's mistaken in the sequence here. We were coerced into doing tshuva, but not coerced in making the Kabbalah available. My life, Rabbi Sai, Haman once approached Achashverosh, Medrash Mefurosh, and he said to him, if we will ever desire to be Geizer Gzeir on the Yidden and succeed in carrying it out, it can only happen if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam HaBeYidden is angry at them and he's Geizer Gzeir HaBashamayim, then we can be Geizer Ba'aretz. Anyone here has a question? I do. Haman Amaleki is a Kaifa Bika. He believes in Hashem Yisrael. He believes that Avishin goes exiled, gets angry with Abelazim. He's a Kaiser. Haman is an Amaleki. Amaleki is a Shakron, a Ish Sheker. When he needs, he's a Kaiser. When he needs, he's a Maimon Bamuno Shleimo. The contradictions in these Rishoyim are bad. I was told that when Hitler originally came to power to get everyone in Germany on his side, very religious in Germany, Catholics, Lutherans, whatever they are, so every speech of his, he would come out with the statement that the Almighty has sent him to bring a new order to the world. He's empowering him. He's giving him the so all of these religious goyim, you know, oh, the Almighty saying he's the second Yoshke. Once he was entrenched in power, he claimed one day, I don't believe in him, there is no G-O-D. Ken Kashinish. Shakronim. You have a world of people that don't think, nobody asks the Kashin. I was a boy in the yeshiva high school here. We had an English teacher, a card-carrying communist, who was during the Second World War, and the Russians were on our side, and so they went around with their little buttons built with a Russian war relief, said, all the Zachen we should send to them. I didn't know that meant he was a communist. He's a humanitarian. We have to send to Russia our clothing here and everything. A real communist. A boy asks a question. Mr. So-and-so, what would be in this case? He says, that's a theoretical question of something which can never occur. So I don't answer such a question. He says, the Almighty can make it occur, the boy asks. He says, the Almighty is a conception which we don't perceive, we can't understand. So you don't bring this in logical discussion. And I already had a big mouth. I got up Mr. So-and-so, this is the yeshiva where we learn Torah. The first concept that we perceive is the existence of the Almighty. And anyone who cannot perceive the Almighty has no place in these four walls. Mr. Brevda, would you kindly leave the room? I went down to the library. I used to help the librarian classify Sporin. He said, then take a look what he did to me. You know what? I'm going to the principal. I'm going to make... He said, he and the principal play tennis on Shabbat. He said, who is the principal going to listen to? Some people sit down, I'll write you a letter, copy it over in your handwriting and sign it, and beg him to see it. I have to do it a few times. What are you going to get away with it? And all the other bachim said, we wanted to say that. I said, why didn't you say it? You know what I said, because you don't have the G-U-T-S to say it. You want to say it. But when you want ice cream, you open your mouth. You don't think about it. My rival Rabbi Sai. Haman says the only way is if there's the Gzeira in the Shemayim. He says the Gzeira can come out if their Almighty is very angry at them. Elokeim shalele sonei zimohu, despises immorality. Elokeim shalele, all religions despise immorality. The Vilna Gaon told his Talmud, the Mendel Shlover, that he has a masoiret ishmi piyish ada goinim vela goinim oisa masoiret ad Moshe Rabbeinu yeda avodazora had a dvar elvo al yoda. That's how they got their customers. Baal Peor was an extreme, but it wasn't an exception. This is how avodazora worked. So every avodazora encouraged arayis. The Haman, the student of history and religions, says, the Almighty Jewish people, he's the odd man out. He despises immorality. So I suggest that you guys are exeira, you hear? That everyone in Shushan has to come to a suga in the Beis HaMelech. And you provide the most kosher food for the Yidden. Where do I take this from? Take a Magid Meshorim, the Malach, tells the Beis Yosef the food was 100% kosher, and the waiters who poured the wine for the Yidden had to be Shomrei Shabbos. That was the Hechsher of Haman Hamaleki. And so the Yidden have no reason not to come. And in the middle of the Seuda, you'll bring immoral women to circulate among the men. And I'll explain, Haman. And the Yidden are going to have Hilhurim. And the moment they have Hilhurim, there'll be a Gzeira Bashamayim. Ahasuerus complied with his proposal. And you have the notices all over Shushan HaBirur. I walk down the street and I see it. Melech is inviting me into the palace. I can use golden forks and golden spoons and have big pockets, you know. So, Avad, I'm going to go, I'm going to buy a top hat, you know, a big black tie. I'm going, Mordechai, Medrash. He walks down the street and he sees that black hat. And he has the Einayim of Torah. I see now the eyes of the Chazanish when I'm talking to you. Eyes of the Frisker Rav. These are different eyes. You spoke to them. You asked them a thing. They said, no, just a moment. Aren't you leaving at a certain point here? Hey, you couldn't fool them. You have no idea. Einei HaTorah. Mordechai reads that innocent, goes into a shul. The Goyen, right, at the end of Megillas Esther, says he had a din of Reish Goliath. So he can issue a psach. Leitzelchu l'usudotei sholach ha-shveirosh Einei ela pischein tel asotin v'pnei midas hadin l'katrei aleichem. Don't go. And what Torah is, that's Torah. The Leishomu L'Kol Mordechai, 18,500 Yidden went to that Suda, with probably a few hundred thousand Goyim. Ochlu v'shosu v'nishtatu. They got drunk v'nitzkalkulu. They were corrupted. And Chazal don't tell us exactly what they did. Miyad omad sotin l'tnei kodesh boruchu. Admosai, Rabbeinu shel olam, you are clinging to a nation whose heart is not with you. Their emunah is not with you. Just a minute. The heart, I know. Anyone who enjoys an immoral sudor, his heart is in tumah. He's not with the Eibishah. What does it have to do with emunah? That was the first chet. In the time of Nebuchadnezzar, he constructed a tzelem, 120 feet high, very narrow, which cannot stand without being embedded about a shlish in Kaka. And his tzelem stood on its own, and from the top it was saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And he ordered every single nation to constantly send delegations from all over the world. Every day, a whole group of all the nations had to come in to the royal courtyard at a certain signal, had to mamish, not bow down, hishtachavu mamish, on the ground. And Hananya Mishol Vazariah didn't bow down, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there were Yidden who did bow down. Why did they bow down, says Imar? Not they believed in the idol. Miyero, just a moment. Does it look like Avodah Zorah to the Welt? Yes. It's a Chilul Hashem b'Farhesia. Number two, you're afraid of Nebuchadnezzar? What's with the Rabbein Shalom? You're not afraid of him? That goof is a chet. You put Yiras Bos of Adam above Yiras Shemaim. Did any Yid do tshuva on that? State name. Why not? What do you want? I was coerced by Nebuchadnezzar. It scared me to death. If you're not doing tshuva, so there's a kitrug b'shamayim. The Goyim says a kitrug thunders b'shamayim. Rabbeinu shel olam, get rid of this rebel. Get rid. And the Eibishter has a midah rachmim of the Goyim, noisei ovein. He bears the thundering sound the whole years of this person awaiting him to do tshuva. But one day the Eibishter says, enough is enough. Take his neshama. So it was thundering away the kittel, no one's doing tshuva. Comes the time now of Achashverosh. Mordechai says not to go to that suda. They don't listen to him and they go. And then umisudosai. So now the Sultan is bringing up the Galgal and all of his hakoyim. Their heart is in tumah, not with you. And their amunah demos was not with you. They have more fear of a boss over dumb. And if there's no tshuva, it's going to thunder on until we're going to disintegrate. Rachman al-Tlan. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, how do you stop that thunder? You know? The Chayte opens his mouth and says, Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Avisi, Pashati l'panecha. In that moment, the Eibusha closes the mouth of the Makatze. You hear what it does? That's also not taught in the school. Children say shgorim. They were told to admit the truth. And they were taught this zoya. The children would be different. Lemaise, the Eibishter argued with this one. You want me to destroy? Oh, l'tzaincha abed umazum in oilam. The Eibishter said, Tayramate olehu, im loy blisi yom of a lailuchu, kishamayim vosu samti. There won't be one Jew learning Torah in the world. There's no Jews left. So the whole earth will disintegrate. He said, yes, it will disintegrate. Tistapek bol yoinim. So you remain with Malochim. Malochim don't cause a chubim beit hamikdash. Don't make trouble. And they have a nice shira every day. Genug. So the Eibush issued a statement of disappointment in us, which in turn is Zogim Barabim. And the Eibush said, bring me a Megillah. And the Eibush wrote the Gzeiro. And that's before Haman issue. Haman was right. Now, Lemaise, Eliyahu Novi was there, and he awakened Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu found out that there's a chance to overturn the Gzeira yet, it's not all gone. So, and Lemaise, Moshe Rabbeinu asked him if there's an Odom Kosher by Israel. Not a tzaddik, you need to, you know what a kosher is? he has the capabilities of taking Gantz Klal Yisrael, and they should do the correct tshuva, and he won't waver for a moment. No obstacle will stand in his way. He said, Yesh Ushmei Mordechai. The Goyim says that the two Averis needed two tikkunim, Tainis and tshuva. Isn't Tainis part of tshuva?
No.
All the Yidden had one Avera. Hishtachu Latzelem, they're going to have to do tshuva. Know what the tshuva is going to be? They don't turn to any bribery or human initiative. Only tefillah Lashem, because you had more fear of a human being than the Eivishter. The tshuva is, you don't bribe an official, you don't run away, you don't do anything. Only tefillah. The Goyim saw this, that we were davening day and night all over the world. That, and Mordechai, he said, was chosen to lead this tikkun. Esther is going to lead the tikkun she'nenu misudotei shalach HaShveirosh, and you know what she told them to do? To fast for three consecutive days and nights. That's not normal. Bahab is a normal kindness. Why did she say? Because the tikkun of the chet, nenu mis, they took the tumah into themselves. She said the Ruach HaKodesh in the three consecutive days and nights. So you have two goyalim with two tikkunim connected to two aveiros, and with El Misakan afterwards, Mishta v'Simcha, and all of this, a Mishta Simcha shall mitzvah connected nenu misudosa of aveiros, Mikra Megillah, which is saying Hashem Hu Elokim, connected the chet of Ishtachu Latzelem that they were lacking emunah. The depths of this Megillah and the whole theme of the Megillah, people don't have a clue about. There were two aveiros. This is how you begin, and no one contemplating to do tshuva. This can lead to the disintegration chas v'shalom against Klal Yisrael. So the Eivishter, before anyone was Maharal Tshuva, out of an act of Avo, nothing more than that, began preparing a way that we will do Tshuva. Well, number one, he has a nuclear weapon to scare us with, Homa and Amaleki. But nuclear weapons don't lead people to Tshuva. This Iranian is threatening us every 2 weeks. Nobody does Tshuva. They shout, then they go to sleep. But if we would have a Mordechai v'Esther, who are guiding us in how to do tshuva, avada we would be doing tshuva. So the Eivishter has a project to bring us to tshuva. How? Through a gzera of Haman. But there has to be a Mordechai v'Esther on the spot, in Mokim, and in time, the minute the gzera comes out, you can nip it in the bud. You have to have Mordechai v'Esther. How can a Jewish woman be close to the king on this spot? She's going to be married to him. I'm not going to marry a Jewish woman. Orthodox, I'm an anti-Semite. Now, if the doctor against the tug, I'm not going to marry her. And I have another wife, Vashti. She's royal blood. I'm a stable boy. She's a Heinekel Muchanetta. You're going to get rid of her, Dr. Eivishter. No, Rabbi Shalom. You're going to get rid of her. Get into the ring with me. You're going to get rid of her. You're going to order her execution. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen. And then you better get a Jewish caterer, glatt kosher, not from Muncie. And you're making a chasana. It's a Yiddish, and adult. It's not going to happen. It is going to happen. You're going to like her even better than Vashti. You hear? How does the Eivishter do this? My Rabbi Sai, he's a nitzim v'nitzloi. I have it in the Sefer Kimo v'Kiblu, and I have it here in the English Miracles of Purim Part 1 and Miracles of Purim Part 2. The Part 2 I wrote myself. It's Ein L'Shaya, how the Eivishter brings this to happen. This should be, and it brings us to tshuva. Once we did tshuva, avada there were nisim and nifloes on Asher. Greater nisim than before the tshuva. La Yehuda mois oira v'simcha v'sos mikol kein tihi yalonu.